Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. I want to thank Jim Brandstatter for sticking around, and he's got a lot to do today with Michigan hosting Michigan State, and joined by his brother, Art, here in studio. Art, you've watched a lot of Michigan State teams. How does this one stack up?
Well, I think they're pretty good, Jack. They move the ball pretty well both ways, on the ground and in the air, and I think that Kirk Cousins has done a heck of a job. They've got outstanding talented receivers. And apparently they got some guys that can run the ball pretty well. But I think that both teams today, Michigan and Michigan State, are probably going to play maybe the best team they've played this year. So, everybody, talk is cheap, guys. Now you got to go out and prove it.
Hey, Jim, I want to ask you about Michigan, that defense that's just driving me crazy. I mean, I love the 5-0 record. You know, Bo, your coach used to always say, you know, if you have a good defense, a good kicking game, you can hang around the game a while. You can be in every game.
Right.
But what if you have a bad defense and a bad kicking game? Your offense is going to have to make up for it. Is that what the case is going to be for these 2010 Wolverines?
No, it might be. This offense is so good, though, you might not need your kicking game. We've been to games with Michigan this year where they haven't punted. And all they've had to do is kick extra points. But I agree. I think their kicking game is probably in better shape than maybe defensively. And I think that they're all right up front. I mean, they're decent against the run. They just have not been able to stop the pass.
Yeah.
And that's where I think you'll see Michigan State go. I think, though, and Art can agree or disagree with this, that I think Michigan State's win over Wisconsin was real big because Wisconsin came in with a national ranking. The thing is that I think Michigan State really matches up well with Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And in this game, I think the matchup is a little different because Wisconsin's a big physical downhill team, and I think Michigan State is geared toward that. And I think Michigan, because of what Rich Rodriguez has done with speed and spreading you out and getting really quick athletes in space and getting the ball to them and getting creases for a Denard Robinson, I think he's going to put a tremendous amount of pressure on Michigan State that they have not seen yet this year either. Because while Notre Dame ran a spread, their quarterback, Chris, was really pretty much relegated to passing. That won't be the case today.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that, Jim. The only thing I believe, I think that Michigan State probably has the best set of linebackers in the Big Ten and maybe even beyond that. And I think that they obviously nobody has the speed that Denard Robinson has, but I think that those guys are better than a lot of people give them credit for.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be an interesting matchup.
Yeah, I do too. And I think it's going to really put the pressure on their linebackers. And the thing is, if they commit, I know this to be a fact because Denard has improved so much in the passing game.
Yeah, throws the ball really well.
Yeah, and he's accurate. And he's got 4 and 5 guys that can catch and then run after the catch. That if they commit a lot of guys to the run, that you're going to see, I think, Denard maybe throw it a whole lot more than he has in the past. You may see quarterback draws. You may see some things like that. Not sure you'll see that quarterback isolation or the quarterback sweep, but he may just sit back there. And again, little run action fake with that back next to him out of the shotgun. Just hold those guys and then see if they can get somebody in behind those linebackers who are so concerned about Denard and then get him through the air because I agree. Those linebackers at Michigan State has are excellent players.
But Jim, I want to talk about Michigan's linebackers because in Obiezie, sometimes I look at him and he has a difficult time getting off his blocks. Jonas Mouton can be a world beater some days, and then some days he disappears and he overpursues. I mean, I'm concerned with Michigan State's running attack and when they go play action and those linebackers making the right decisions, which puts obviously the pressure on the secondary.
I agree. I mean, that they've got. I mean, I think Mike Martins is one of the best middle guards in the country. I mean, I think this guy can play. They're good up front. I mean, Segassi and Banks are good guys. Ben Bergen can play. Craig Rowe is a good player. So their front, I think, can handle it pretty well. Obiezie is a good run linebacker. I mean, if they want to pound and pound and pound, I think Michigan can hang in there with that. I really do. But what gets Michigan in trouble is when you get your quarterback back there, they don't have a great pass rush. Against Indiana, for instance, they did a better job with a three-man rush, which I don't like.
Right.
I'd prefer to put pressure on.
Right.
But they did better, actually, covering with 8.
All right, I have to ask you both one question. Now, Duffy and Bo, bless their souls, be watching this game Saturday. Art, when Duffy sees Kirk Cousins throw the ball against the Michigan defense 40 times, and Jim, when Bo sees the stats from last Saturday, what would practice be like this week?
Who goes first?
After his defense gave up about a mile and a half. Art, you go first.
Duffy wouldn't believe it. 40 times, they wouldn't throw that much sometimes in half a season.
You didn't see that
game.
Many balls when you were an end
Heck
out there.
No, we never did. But, you know, going back to what we were talking about, Jimbo, what do you think about this? I think Michigan State is going to try to control the ball offensively and use their offense as their defense.
Absolutely.
Keeping Michigan's offense off the field.
Absolutely.
They may score too quick. That's possible with this.
Look, if you're playing Michigan, what do you do? I mean, I would shorten the game, absolutely, and keep Denard Robinson on the sideline.
Exactly right.
What would Bo be like at practice this week, especially after a game like Saturday's, Jim?
Well, I know we'd have put the pads on Monday.
Sunday? Saturday night?
No. Sunday he would have had us in the film room and gotten us ready for Monday.
Yeah.
Because normally Monday was a day in sweats.
Yeah.
Monday we'd have had pads on. Tuesday we'd have had pads on. And we'd have gone one-on-one. It wouldn't have been, you know, one-on-two.
Right.
We'd have gone one-on-one probably till Wednesday. And then probably Wednesday evening we'd have done live kickoffs and punts.
Right.
Just to get our attention.
Tom, you know, we could ask these gentlemen for their predictions,
for
but we already know what they're going to pick.
Yeah.
Jim, thanks so much. Great to talk with you, and I'll see you in the box in a couple of hours.
Hey, thanks very much. It's always a pleasure being on the radio with Art.
Thank you, sir. Go green. Remember that.
Art Brandstatter, the legend, and Jim Brandstatter, the voice of Michigan football, joining us here on the Jack and Tom Show. We'll be right back with more. Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.